If you travel to Norway and you look for a tiny road running off into the distance, into the middle of nowhere, up over the hills and down into the valleys, if you follow it, you will cross over rivers and streams. It will take you past lakes, through little villages, past rich green farming fields. And eventually, you will come to the very end of that little dirt road. And you will find yourself standing in front of a very tiny, very noisy cottage. It was a noisy cottage because there were 7 children and only 1 mother living in that house, and there was barely room for all of them. It was also noisy because it was a beautiful spring day and all of them had been cooped up all winter long. But at last, the streams were running, the ice had melted, the birds had returned, and the children were as noisy as a flock of birds themselves. All of them were asking their mother question after question, and on this particular morning, they were asking her, "Mama, mama, mama, what is there to eat? We are hungry." "Look in the cupboard," she said. "We already did. There's nothing good to eat," which I'm sure you never hear in your house. At last, the exasperated mother threw her hands up in the air, and she said, "All right, children, if you will be good, if you will be quiet, if you will give me 5 minutes' peace, I will make you," they stared at her, "I will make for you the biggest pancake you have ever seen." Oh, even little baby Hans thought that this was a good idea. They all sat themselves down, they waited, and they watched in silence as their mother mixed up the batter to make them the biggest pancake they had ever seen. She cracked a dozen eggs, she poured in a whole bucket of milk, she melted a pound of butter, she poured in a sack of flour, a pinch of sugar, a pinch of salt, and then it hissed to the very edges of the enormous griddle. The griddle was nearly as big as a wagon wheel. The children all stood lined up, one after another, breathing in the delicious smell of that pancake sizzling away in the butter. Now, in case you have never taken that little road all the way to that little cottage in Norway, you should know that this was not a thick, fluffy pancake. No, this was the Scandinavian style, thin and lacy at the edges as a crepe. It sizzled and it started to turn a beautiful buttery yellow. "Is it done yet?" "No," said their mother. "Is it done now?" "No, it's not." "Is it done now?" "No," she said. "Wait until it flips itself and then it will be done." She should have been careful what words she chose, because something happened to that pancake. She shouldn't have said, "Wait until it flips itself," because suddenly the pancake blinked its eyes and looked up and saw those 7 hungry children staring at it. That pancake wiggled its ears and could hear everything they were saying, how they were going to eat it with whipped cream and lingonberries on top. And the pancake did not want to be eaten. It leapt up and tried to escape, but it was only half cooked. And so it wobbled and flopped over and began to cook on its other side. As they all sat down to eat, and their mother turned her back for just a moment, that pancake took his chance. He leapt up and he rolled right off the griddle. He wobbled along the edge of the stove. He hopped off of the stove and onto the table. He wove back and forth in between the plates and the cups, the forks and the knives. The children simply stared. They had never seen a pancake get up and roll all on its own accord. He rolled himself right off the table onto the floor and out through the open doorway and began to roll and roll just like a wobbly wagon wheel down the dirt road. The children leapt to their feet. "Mama, mama, our pancake!" And they took off after him. "Pancake, pancake, thin and sweet," they cried. "Let us have a bite to eat." But the pancake rolled and rolled, looking over his skinny, pale shoulders. "Oh, no, 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 I don't think so. I'm very sorry, but away I go." And off he went indeed. No matter how quickly the children ran, not even the oldest, not even their mother, could catch that pancake. Certainly not when he started to go downhill. He rolled on and on, faster and faster, until he couldn't hear the children behind him. And then the pancake steered himself into a grassy green field, rolled around and around, and flopped down in the cool spring grass to rest. The world was still spinning around the pancake when he heard a sound. And up above him, circling around, swirling with the clouds in the sky, was the brown and furry face of a hungry sheep. The pancake leapt up, and he rolled down the hill as fast as he could, but the sheep took off after him. "Pancake, pancake, thin and sweet, let me have a bite to eat." But the pancake wouldn't stop for anything. "Oh, no, 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 I don't think so," he said over his skinny little shoulders. "I'm very sorry, but away I go." He rolled and rolled and rolled. His edges started to turn green. They were already a bit raggedy from rolling away from the seven children and their mother. Now the green grass stained him so that he was yellow in the middle and green around the edge. He rolled faster and faster, down and down and down the hills. "How am I going to stop?" he wondered, when suddenly he saw something large and red in front of him, and smack! The pancake peeled himself off the side of a bright red barn and stared in a daze around him. "Perhaps," he thought, "perhaps I will be safe here." But no sooner had he uttered those words than around the corner came a speckled hen. The pancake leapt up, and he raced on faster than ever before with the hen hot on his tail. "Pancake, pancake, thin and sweet, let me have a bite to eat." "Oh, no, 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 I don't think so. I'm very sorry, but away I go." And indeed, that hen could not catch him. No matter how she flapped her wings and pecked with her beak, the pancake was faster. He raced and he raced through cities and towns, through fields, over swamps, and through mud puddles, until, at last, that poor, tired, harassed, delicious pancake did not look so delicious anymore. He didn't look much like a pancake at all. When he came to the edge of a great forest, at last, too tired to continue, he stopped and threw himself down in the shade of a tree. He was covered from head to toe with dust and dirt, with swamp sludge and grass stains, and he was too tired to move another inch. When all of a sudden, out of the shadows of a nearby tree, out of a mud hole, rose a terrible beast. The monster walked squishily over to the trembling pancake, leaned in close, and sniffed him.
"Oh, you must be a pig, just like me. Only pigs smell like that, I should know. I say, I'm going into the forest, and I don't like the idea of going by myself. Would you like to come with me?"
The pancake could not believe his luck. He was relieved at last, someone who didn't want to gobble him up. And so the pancake, posing as a little muddy pig, walked along with his new companion through the dappled paths of the forest. They talked of this and that, and the pig never suspected his companion was any different than he was. Until they came to the stream. The pig waded in and began to swim across, but the pancake put in one little toe and, "Oh, help," he said, "I can't swim. I don't want to get wet." The pig turned around.
"Oh, don't worry, little friend. I'll help you across. You just climb right up on my snout."
The pancake did. Soon he found himself making his way across the stream. The pig held him high up in the air, and they got deeper and deeper into the water. But as they got deeper, the water began to splash around the pig, and a bit of it came up and splashed across the pancake. It washed away some of the dirt and dust and grime.
"I say, do you smell that?"
"No, I don't smell anything," said the pancake. "Keep on swimming. We don't want to get stuck in the current here, do we?" The pig swam on, but as he got deeper into the stream, a bigger wave came and splashed across the pancake. The pancake could hardly hold himself onto the pig's nose. This wave took off even more of the muck and the mud.
I'm sure I smell. You don't smell anything. Keep swimming."
The pig did, but at the very center of the stream where it was the most torrid, the wave came up and splashed across the pancake, carrying him off of his friend's nose. The pig simply tried to save him, and he grabbed onto him with the only thing that he could, with his mouth.
"Oh, oh my, you taste delicious. I'm sorry."
And oomp, oomp, oomp. That was the end of the delicious pancake. Now you might think that this is a rather sad tale, But after all, what are pigs best at? And what are pancakes made for? So in the end, perhaps we can assume that the pancake fulfilled its destiny. It no longer had to pretend it was something that it was not. And at least the pig lived happily ever after.